This is the SML Vaultcast.
You have to start it.
I'm the guy.
You're just the guy. He's the other guy. We're the guys. Alright, what's up everybody? I'm Small.
And I'm Medium.
And I'm looking for the server. Please wait. Server's down. Please try in 20 minutes.
Seriously, my service should be fine.
If you're EA or Maxis, your server is not fine.
SimCity.
Yeah, welcome
That's
to
a
wait.
Pretty stellar launch.
Yeah, SimCity was the greatest launch in the history of video gaming, and it should be the model used going forward for any video game company launching an online-only venture. This is exactly how you want to launch a game. You want to make sure that no one can fucking play the game that you just had everybody spend $60 on.
Didn't people go over this, a couple months ago with Diablo?
It might not be even a game. Well, Diablo. The Diabs. Diablo 3, the problems only persisted for seriously, the game launched, you get the game at midnight, and it launches at 3 a.m. This was Diablo 3, just to clarify one more time. Launches at 3 a.m. 3 a.m. comes, and the people who have been waiting 12 years for this fucking game, everywhere, a united force all around the world, basically, converge on their servers. And they went down. I mean, that was a huge game, and they tried to be ready for it, and they weren't. But, I mean, after about an hour, I finally got on the server. Pretty much everybody else started getting on the server. They patched it the next day just to make it a little smoother, and the problems went away, instantly. Diablo wasn't that bad. But for people right there at that, we were fucking beat tired, waiting all day for this game. It's,
they came
4 in the morning
four
now.
Times already just thinking about
Well, we jerked each other off. There's four of us there. We have 8 arms between us.
Handies and blowies around.
Handies and blowies. So, the launch of that wasn't that bad. It just, at that night, it felt bad.
It wasn't a great launch, though.
And no, it could have been.
It was definitely a sign of things to come. If developers didn't get their heads out of their asses.
Out of their asses.
That too.
It became a bit of a conundrum because people wanted to play it single player. And you can't. But, that sucks. It never affected me personally. Games like that I usually enjoy playing online. I mean, if there's a game that has an online option like the way Diablo does or the way Dark Souls does. Gotta bring it up every week. I will throw down and I'll play it. But with SimCity, there's no reason for that to be online only. I thought the online feature sounded awesome, but why? Did you hear why it's supposed to be online only?
So what with SimCity?
Mm-hmm.
Because supposedly all the system calculations are done on the server, all the mathematical computations and. All that happy horseshit is done on the servers and not on your computer.
Yeah, and apparently, I was reading today that apparently the AI for the
bullshit.
People is all done cloud side too. Which, whatever. I don't understand why they did that. I mean, I understand why, because they wanted to force people to not pirate the game, but they just literally ruined and alienated, the majority of their fan base with this. I mean, people who are waiting for a good SimCity game and people who are excited for this one because it looks good. And it is a good game, from all accounts. It's a very good game. It's just, have fun trying to play it.
Well, apparently it's gotten a lot better, but...
Well, yeah, the servers are
pretty much fixed. It shouldn't happen in the first place.
No.
It shouldn't.
Well, see, the biggest problem with this type of thing is not just, all right, well, you're forced to play online. There might be problems the first week. Sorry. The problem is 5 years down the line. And EA does this a lot. EA, they've shut down a lot of servers for a lot of games. What happens when we get to that point where they're like, oh, well, we're putting out SimCity 2, and we're going to shut down the servers for the original one now, because go fuck yourself.
Yeah, how many games now live for maybe a year or two?
Yeah.
And they get the server...
See, this is the first time I think we're going to see that problem crop up, is because with other games other games that have had their servers shut off, a lot of them have single-player content.
Yeah.
And it's not that big of a deal, because if you want to play that game and experience it, you can still go fucking play the original one, or play the single-player one, it doesn't matter. But this, because apparently it can't be single-player whatsoever, once the servers go down for this, it's gone. Like, you can't play this game ever again. There's, like, to me, I really want to play it, but I don't like that fact that I can't come back to it, you know?
Yeah.
I can't be having that discussion with somebody, you know, in 6-7 years, being like, oh, man, my city was really cool. Check this out. This is what happened to it.
And but why would you ever want to go back when SimCity 2014 will be out next year?
SimCity 3000. It's a problem. It's a fucking problem.
What's the problem? The always online thing?
Yeah.
Because I just found an article.
Listening?
Bosch. Welcome to the future.
Well, I'm just...
You know we're recording now, right?
I know, and I was doing some research while you guys were doing the discussion. I found an article that says DRM to see SimCity doesn't need to always be online, says Maxis developer.
Well, yeah, some anonymous developers online saying that it doesn't need to be online at all. Like, all the
hoopla
calculations and all that other crap is actually done on your computer, or can be done on your computer.
And if I took phonics in high school, I'd read you the article real quick, but that wouldn't happen.
Well,
you'd be like,
I'm a stuttering
dog ran.
They said that
up
it would.
The hill.
I wouldn't be surprised if after this debacle, the first expansion or something that they plan for this includes some way to take the game offline.
Yeah.
And make it so that there is a single-player content, because that will probably sell better than the original one now.
I think it would be interesting. I mean, if it was like Animal Crossing City Folk, we both had our little town, and you could use the internet to go to a friend's town type of thing. So you could still develop your city on your console or your computer or whatever, but via the intraweb, you could visit other cities, or people could visit your city and then
get murdered.
Do stuff, get murdered, buy some stuff, and
nothing wrong with that.
That would be interesting.
Buy some murder.
But I don't understand why they're making it some kind of like multi-person online game.
Well,
you can only play online. Is it like a website game?
Well, no. What it is is it's SimCity. So you know SimCity.
Yeah.
Build your city. Well, one of the key features they wanted to do with this game is they wanted to make it so that, like, let's say all three of us are all playing the game and we're all on each other's friends list. We can put our cities adjacent to one another.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see them per se, but if he has a nuclear reactor and it fails, the nuclear fallout will start affecting my city because I'm nearby to it.
I see.
Or, like, if there's a fire in my city and he is a fire department, his fire crew might show up because of how close it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's pretty neat in how they tried to do this as, like, a very social experience. But the problem with it, and this was actually a cool topic that I thought about earlier and I forgot about, was it was the developers giving the gamers something that nobody asked for. Like,
basically, yeah.
They thought, hey, this is a really cool game design. You know, people will probably love it. You know, so we're gonna take this really established franchise and we're gonna give them shit they didn't ask for.
Because that's how to make your fans happy.
Well, yeah, I mean, it worked with,
clearly,
the Devil May Cry, it worked with...
See, but Devil May Cry has gotten fantastic reviews.
It is a good game. I shouldn't harp on it. But it got fantastic reviews, but one of the common complaints is the new version of Dante is annoying, and nobody likes the new version of Dante. Mm. I mean, and it's understandable. They took an established franchise and said, you know what, we're going to fucking... The lead developer's like, you know what would make Dante look better if he looked like me?
Everyone wants to be like Mike, right?
Mm.
Says Mike.
I'll pull up a fucking picture if you don't believe me.
No picture.
No. Listener, look up this fucking picture.
Go to this website.
Hey guys, we're gonna look at pictures.
What's his name? Tanim?
I don't know.
If you just look up this fucking dude on
Channing Tatum.
Yes, look up Channing Tatum.
Look up Channing Tatum. Get your lube.
And stick that serving spoon right
so
up.
So, yeah, how did you end up feeling about this there, Joe?
About
SimCity, the thing we've been talking or
Channing Tatum. Well, you switched to Devil May Cry and Channing Tatum, so I wasn't sure.
No, we can tie that back. Well, no, it was the whole point of SimCity had given us.
Well, see, my issue with Channing Tatum is I don't like how the reports came out last year that they killed him off in G.I. Joe right away. Mm. I'm hoping that the extra year that they took wasn't spent just doing nothing or putting it in 3D or some shit. Maybe they put a little more of him in.
All right, well, since we're still off topic, there's the picture I'm talking about. If you type DMC and Tamim, I guess is his fucking name, the developer's name, that's why Dante looked the way he did. That is exactly why they changed it, because the lead developer wanted him to look... It was an adolescent power fantasy. He wanted to be Dante.
See, I think there should be a video game that just the main character is me.
Yeah, they did. It's called
Shrek.
No, what was the one with Jack Black?
Oh, that
Brutal Legend.
Old. Yeah,
Brutal Legend.
Jeez. Brutal Boge. Boge.
See, but Brutal Legend, you know, the guy doesn't have a beard.
Well, I could chafe.
You could chafe? Did you say you could chafe?
I could chafe.
Your balls chafing.
You might chafe.
You guys showed up too early.
We missed it. We could have recorded it. Anyway,
nobody wants that sound effect.
So, THQ.
Yeah, THQ. I don't know. My thoughts on SimCity is I've never been a huge SimCity fan. Like, my time spent with SimCity is pretty much Super Nintendo version, and that's it.
The Super Nintendo version?
Hell yeah, man. Oh, wow. It was the best.
Jesus.
You know, it was just top-down. There were no, like, 3D isometric views, and, you know, you didn't have to fuck around with, like, sewage.
No, all right. Let me tell you my SimCity background. I played SimCity on fucking DOS. And I remember printing out maps of my city that weren't even fucking pictures of buildings. It's just the zones. And then the little, like, stick figure-ish power lines connecting them. And I used to print out these, like, 15 by 15 foot fucking maps. And I'd tape them all together and hang them on my wall. It was the dorkiest shit I've ever done in my life. But, I mean, I have a lot of love for SimCity. And I wanted to pick this up, but I had to pick between that and Tomb Raider. And I got Tomb Raider. I was very fucking happy I did.
You told me that you beat the Tomb Raider.
I beat Tomb Raider.
So, without going into any actual spoilers...
Wow. Laura dies, transition. Which is the most unexpected thing.
Yeah, fucking transitions. Imagine that shit. We don't just bullshit until we hit something else. I've been moving, so I have had zero time to play more Tomb Raider. So, without any big spoilers, give us your thoughts on the game.
Oh, I didn't expect Laura to die at the end.
Wow.
It was shocking. No. No, it was really
spoiler
good.
Spoiler alert, quit playing now, because you'll die.
Yeah, you will die. Many times. It's a rape.
Boulder.
Wolf.
Wolf. I hit the fucking button!
Wolf.
Wolf.
No, yeah, it was very good.
Boulder.
From where I left off last time, I mean... Game, it's pretty quick if you don't do the side stuff, but I liked the puzzles that showed up in it. I liked the characters. I liked the combat and everything, although I wish there was a little bit more variation in the combat. For instance, like, pretty much all the enemies are the same. Near the end, you meet some, like, a different type of enemy, which I won't spoil for anyone, but, you basically just do the same thing with them as you do every other enemy. Shoot the fuck out of them until they die.
Imagine that.
There's like two sub-bosses in it that you fight the exact same way both times. Which was a little like, oh, come on, guys. There was no final boss, which irritated me. Well, it's not that there was no creativity, because there was definitely a lot of solid creativity that went in that game.
No, I mean, how to attack different bosses.
Oh, well, yeah. It was just, it felt a little lazy that they couldn't have, especially with what they set up. Because they kind of, the game starts going into this whole thing of there may or may not be a supernatural element on the island.
Okay.
Controlling storms and stuff, and it's like a god. So I was kind of hoping that the game would build up to this thing where, like, I'd have to fight it or something.
Yeah.
Like, I want a boss fight.
You have to fight this god.
I want a legit boss fight. And what they did is they, like, yeah, you fight the villain at the end, and yeah, okay. And they do some, they do a neat, few neat things through the game where, like, Laura has a, like, basically the camera control becomes just, like, Laura's arm, and you can, like, move the gun, like the wolf sequence where you're just moving the arrow.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool, but with the arrow when it makes sense, because they kind of, like, set it up, and you're like, all right, you're trapped, and you gotta shoot the wolves, and there's, a, like, two other times where they do this to you, and you have the pistol out, and I didn't quite know what to do. Like, I didn't even realize I was in control. I was like, oh, is this a cutscene? Like, or is they just going to fucking show me the fight?
It's like, all wait, see is a hand.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's not even that. It's a third-person view still. And it's really tight. And it's like, you're like this to the viewer. I'm waving my arm around.
Oh, weird.
But I didn't realize.
To the viewer?
To the viewer. They're viewing it somehow.
That works.
I didn't even realize I was in control of that until I, like, just kind of, like, was watching it and moved my arm on my mouse. And, oh, fuck, like, I can actually move this. Okay. But I wish that they had sort of, I don't know, let me know that I was in control. Maybe gave me a targeting reticle or something.
Led you to that belief a little bit sooner?
Yeah. Off my plate of Chex Mix. No, Tomb Raider was really good, though. I was thoroughly impressed with it. I think it's a solid reboot. I think that's how you should do a reboot. I think I said that last week. I mean, that's... It was a great fucking game, and although the multiplayer is laughably bad, though it is like when you hear about a company tacking multiplayer on just to like we gotta have multiplayer. Everybody's got multiplayer. Call of Duty's got multiplayer,
bro.
Yeah, it's literally just like run and gun, really unbalanced, like fucking like horrible, horrible, horrible. If you want to just kind of laugh a little bit, yeah, play it. You'll be entertained. It's bad.
Now I want to do it.
Yeah, no, do it. Do it. I think we should have Boge play the Tomb Raider multiplayer. That would be hysterical.
If only we had the disc with us.
What was the other thing we were going to talk about? I can't remember what the other thing was. We even primed this, too.
Yeah, I know. We, like, discuss things beforehand.
I could rewind it while we're on the air.
And find out. We're going to talk about poopy boners.
Poopy boners.
No, I think we covered that at the same time as we covered THQ. I think we covered more poopy boners than we actually did THQ.
Homeless explodes. Yeah, so did you hear THQ closed?
What?
Now that it was brought to my attention, I'm realizing how much more THQ... is on the video games that I do play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which doesn't seem like a really big deal, because I think everything I have that has a THQ stamp on it will just come out in some other publisher, you know what I mean?
Like all your SpongeBob games.
Oh, how about the Bros Before Hoes trophy? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I'm actually really annoyed that they're changing it.
Well, did you hear what they changed it to?
Bros Before Foes.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Yeah.
God of War, the new God of War game that came out yesterday. Mm. Oh, wait, no, Friday, so it came out on Tuesday.
Today's Friday?
It's when the episode posts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So today's Friday.
It came out this past Tuesday. There's what, harpies that you have to kill?
It's a fury, and apparently, the reason why it's distasteful is apparently, I hadn't played this, I was just listening to a different podcast on the way down here.
Nice.
Cheater. We're ripping off our content.
You whore.
Well, no, it is a hot subject right now, but, so they, apparently, like, the fury is making you hallucinate or something. It's like you're beating on a normal woman. And apparently you stomp her fucking face off, or your friend, something.
Yeah, I saw that there's a curb stomp.
Involved. Yeah, like, somebody else curb stomps the face off of the woman, the fury, whatever you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so it's like, the reason why it's bad is because after you brutally assault this chick, like, and it's like, oh, wow, you killed this thing that really, this female character in a really brutal manner, and then it's like, oh yeah, bros before hoes, man, yeah, we're so cool, bro. Like,
bro.
That's why it's distasteful, is because it's like, you're celebrating smashing the face of a fucking, you know, woman. And
of an enemy?
Of an enemy, yeah.
That's trying to kill you.
Yes.
So I killed someone who's trying to kill me. Hooray.
Yeah, but...
Oh, shame on you.
But bros before hoes? Come on.
Is hilarious.
This is... I wish your friend Margaret Thatcher was here
for this segment. Speaking of that, I was going to have her on for that Anita Sarkeesian thing. And mm-hmm. Her first video finally came out. Remember when we did briefly touch on that mm-hmm. none of her videos had come out. The first one is a 20-minute long video, which is part one of two, of the damsel in distress trope. And you will fucking rage when you watch this. Because...
Like a raging boner? Or?
Well, like a raging boner. But no, she...
Raging poopy boner?
Yeah. This
Full circle, bud. Full circle.
This woman brings up good points on some of these things that she talks about. Like, you know, characters who don't stand... Why can't the princess stand up for herself? Or why can't so-and-so stand up for himself?
Yeah, because Mario's there, duh.
Well, yeah, because Mario's there,
she's fucking lazy.
Well, no, the reason why the actual argument would... counter-argument would be, she's a fucking princess. Do you think Princess Toad Peach, whatever the fuck her father's name is... raised Princess Peach, be like, well, now we're going to take you out to fucking combat training. This is a happy-go-lucky toadstool fucking kingdom. Like, there's no need for her to go out and learn how to fucking...
jump on...
Look at enemies. Zelda and Sheik.
Yeah, see, Zelda and Sheik, and what's funny is that she brought Zelda and Sheik up and said, you know, well, it was great that Zelda actually fought back, but as soon as she reveals herself as Zelda, she gets kidnapped within 3 minutes. And it's like... You know, I can understand, alright, well, I can see why a feminist would look at that and be like, well, that's not fair. It's like, well, you know what, that's the way the plot goes. Like, Ganon's not trying to capture the princess because she's a fucking princess. He's trying to capture her because of the plot device, the Triforce that she holds. He wants to have all three. And kidnapping her not only gives him another piece, but it also lures Link, who has the final piece, to him.
He's getting more than one piece off of Zelda.
But, the problem with this is she disables comments because everybody's a bunch of hateful trolls on it. Like, Joe would probably be in there and be like, this girl's a bitch. Because.
I'm not an internet troll.
No, but you could be. Look at you.
For those who can't see, I just flipped off Tim.
For those of you who can't see, he only occasionally shaves his neck. The problem with it is that she doesn't give the other side of the argument at all, or doesn't let the other side of the argument happen. She disables comments.
Yeah.
Which I understand why she did it, but the biggest problem with this whole... thing that she's doing is she's not opening discussion. She is saying, here's the point of view. My point of view is correct. Mm-hmm. Any of my detractors are absolutely wrong. She doesn't bring up any of the solid female protagonists or solid, you know, anything that has happened in the history of games over this history or historical scope that she does on the first video. She doesn't bring up Samus at all.
Why should she? That doesn't benefit her argument.
It doesn't benefit her argument, and that's the problem with it, and that's why I wanted to bring this up.
Well, I've noticed that, I'd say women like that, but people like that, because I've heard some men rant about the same type of thing, and they'll rant and rant, but they won't keep an open mind to any other point of view, yeah. Any other side. You know what? You're right. Princess Peach is a damsel in distress. And you know what? There's more damsel in distress than dudes in distress. But who wants to save a dude in distress?
Well, I mean, I don't even think that would be the problem of it being, you know, why isn't there a dude in distress? It's... My problem with, like, the argument is that the argument isn't the reason why this is bad. The damsel in distress isn't bad inherently. It's the fact that there is no conversation with... you know, somebody who wants to receive the story and who's telling the story, saying, like, you know what, I would love to see this type of gameplay. You know, I'd like to see this type of game get made. There's no dialogue, and so they're just spitting out whatever they can, whatever's classical. The damsel in distress is classical.
Sure.
The male protagonist, action hero, is now, like, the normal classical thing. Mm-hmm. Why would they deviate from that? why they deviate from that is because they find out that their, you know, their customer base is looking for something different. If they find out that their customer base is looking for something different and they know it will sell, they will make it. So,
when for example, a game like Tomb Raider that has always done very well.
Yeah, but Tomb Raider has also been subject to some misogynistic tendencies.
Yeah, well, for how long it was nothing but tits.
Well,
it was like Tit Raider.
The game, well, the game was better than nice just tits.
I mean,
but the character design was tits.
Yeah. No, the game literally was just tits. Like you're fighting to see over them.
You have to jump just to, like, have gravity pull them down when you land.
So you can see.
Great lines, think alike, Bogue.
I was going to say Jinx, you owe me a Coke, but I'm providing. So I'm a good provider. Everyone's enjoying the crunchiness.
Oh, yeah, this is the crunchy podcast,
by the way. Crunchcast.
This is where we're going to lose our one viewer.
I wasn't thinking about it. I could have got, like, softer snacks.
Yeah, I was like, oh, great, snacks. And I'm like, oh, this is going to go fucking well.
It should have been all, like, brownies and donuts.
Got, like, a meat platter or something.
Oh, I dropped it.
It's like, let me find the crunchiest shit possible.
Yeah,
it should have got cheese and bologna and brownies and donuts. There's donuts there, by the way.
Brownies.
But no, the, so back on topic.
SimCity.
Yeah, SimCity.
Can you imagine if THQ made SimCity?
How upset would everybody be?
I bet they would go out of business. That'll never happen.
The fact that we're going to have a podcast about THQ and SimCity that we'd never really touch on.
A podcast.
No, we talked about SimCity quite a bit already.
Yeah, I guess.
Which, you know, we definitely have to stop talking about it or else we're going to have listeners expecting us to stay on topic. And we
It would have helped if any of us actually played the game, too.
Yeah, I guess.
Not that any of us would be able to play the game. But
Bogue, fire it up. We got time left on this.
You know what? Let me just whip it up on my notepad.
I just need to crunch some more.
Right, that's like the third time you did that. And it definitely gets funnier each time.
But,
It's been about 20 minutes already, so,
roughly.
Let me check on things. Nope, still can't introduce myself. I'll try again in 20 minutes.
Take that.
You son of a bitch.
I threw a Chex Mix piece into his donut.
It's like a cock ring for the donut.
You have a really small fucking cock, dude.
You don't even know.
I can't even fit over my fucking finger.
Actually, the donut would make a good cock ring. A good tasty cock ring.
Wow. Video games, gentlemen. Video games. Donut, I thought this isn't a job.
Donut all cock rings are not video game related?
I just hope that
America.
The green icing doesn't get mistaken for, like, gonorrhea.
What are you going to do?
Drugs.
So, what are you playing today, Bogue?
Well,
what have you been playing?
Oh, that was the other thing we were going to talk about.
What we've been playing?
Yeah, what I was playing and what I went through to play it for one fucking minute.
Yeah.
StarCraft Heart of the Swarm came out.
Oh, yeah.
So I get home. Now, this happened to me. The same exact story happened to me as Diablo 3, albeit.
So go back and listen to our Diablo 3 podcast.
Yeah, Diablo 3. It was
from about 8 months ago.
Yeah, it was episode 436, I think. No, so basically, for those of you out there who play Blizzard games, you probably know that they offer a thing called an authenticator. Authenticator is a little, I have it on me so I can show the other guys here who probably don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It's a little key ring. It's in my car.
Okay.
It's a little key ring that generates a code.
Yeah, one came with the Final Fantasy XIV collector edition.
They're pretty commonplace in MMORPGs online. And it generates a code based off the serial number on the back of it. And it rotates the code every few seconds so that you can type this in with your password. In theory, no one can get into your account if you have one of these on.
Yeah.
So I have one on, and Diablo 3 comes out. And me and my friends are all excited. I go to get in to play the game. Can't get on because I have my authenticator stopped working. Like, the time that it was supposed to be generating the codes was off from the server's time generating the codes.
Wow.
So it wouldn't, I couldn't get in my game. And if you want to log in for support, you can't even log in for support. So I had to call them. I was on the phone with them for like 2 hours. Very nice woman helps me out. She gets it all taken off. I'm like, thank goodness. And then I'm like, no, I just want to leave it off. I get hacked during the time I have Diablo. I call them all up. I'm like, hey, I don't, you know, I'm like, I just need my account. They banned my Diablo 3 account. And I'm like, I hadn't played it in like 2 months. So I'm like, just unlock my account, please.
Well, someone hacked in your account and was like raping children or something?
How
do you get banned?
People steal your items, and depending on the patterns that they see of you rapidly taking items and giving them to other people,
yeah,
it looks like a farmer, like somebody in China who's stealing shit and just...
I see.
So they banned my account thinking that I'm like a Chinese gold farmer.
Well, you do look Chinese.
I do look like Chinese food.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going with that.
Says the guy with the squinty eyes. So.
Yeah, right? You are pretty squinty. So they had, so I'm like, just give me my fucking account back. I called them up. I deal with all that. They get my account unlocked. Yay, don't touch my Blizzard account until Heart of the Swarm comes out. So it comes out. I get home. I go to sign in and log in to put the CD key in. It's like, oh, we need an authenticator. And I'm like, fucking, excuse me? I'm like, I didn't have an authenticator on my account because it fucking broke last time. So I call Blizzard up, and the guy, after an hour of waiting on hold, the guy I get is the most unhelpful person in the world. I'm like, hey, you know, this happened. He's like, all right, well, you know, what's your name? And I'm like, you know, this is my name. And he's like, well, that's not the name on the account. And I go, I know. This is another problem with my Blizzard account. It has a name on it. It's Atlas Elric, which I thought was going to be like an alias. Like, oh, this is my character's name.
Oh, okay. So, no, like a username.
Yeah, I thought it was like a username. No, it was asking for my real name, and I didn't realize. So, and I can't change it. And I'm like, the only way you can change it is if you send in your ID. But then my name's not the same on my ID as it is on my account. So I'm like, Jesus Christ.
How did it get changed in the first place?
I set it to that name. Because it was, and it was a mistake. I thought that it was like a screen name, not my real name. So, but it never gave me a problem. I called these people up before. The last person I got on the phone was very helpful. So I called them up, and this guy's like, well, your name's not the right name on the account, so we need a CD key to verify who you are. And I'm like, dude, hang on a minute. I've got like, I seriously have in my house probably about 13 different copies of StarCraft right now.
Oh, Jesus.
So, like, I gotta go find which key's mine, because we had a LAN party, and everybody left their fucking boxes at my house, not to mention the, like, 5 I bought initially. So, I'm going through the CD keys. Luckily, I guessed the right one on the first go. So, and the same thing happened to my buddy I was trying to play with that night, too. I had to find his CD key later on that night, too, because he had to call them. So, I give him the CD key, and he's like, all right, well, you know, we can't take the authenticator off without you sending in this form. And I'm like, excuse me? I'm like, they've taken this off for me instantly before. And he's like, well, he's like, sir, we can't. He's like, I can't do that for you. You need to go and you need to find this form. And you need to go and you need to take your ID. And you need to, and he starts, like, getting really loud.
That's when
me.
You should have been like, and you need to give me your supervisor.
Yeah, and
because
that's, well,
you suck at your job.
That's what I did was I, the guy starts.
Did you get in his face?
The guy, well, I
holds the phone right in front of him. Listen here, motherfucker. Well,
he starts getting really, like, really testy with me. And, like, it escalates and escalates to the point where he's practically yelling at me and I'm arguing with him. I'm like, listen, man, like, you're customer support. I'm here, like, you're supposed to be helping me.
Support
like,
me, bitch.
He's like, well, I can't do what you need me to do. And I'm like, bullshit, they did it for me last time. They did it to me for me, like, without question. And he's like, he's trying to tell me he can't, and I'm like, all right, well, give me your supervisor. Give me the person who can. He goes, well, they're not available right now. And I'm like, well, I'll wait. Put me on hold. He's like, we don't have a system to put you on hold. I'm like, I'll fucking wait. I'm like, you fucking help me.
Shit.
I'm like, you better fucking help me right now. And he, the dude, like, he kept giving me shit, and I finally, when I was like, no, I'm going to wait for your supervisor, and, you know, you can just sit here then, because I know that this is being recorded, you know, have fun. And he finally calmed down and just took it off for me, and now you have to play my goddamn game. But it was like, it was, I did it while
he finally calmed down and did what he couldn't do.
Yeah, he did what he wasn't supposed to be able to do.
I see.
So I did that while the game was installing, which had a long fucking install time. But yeah, so all was well in the end. But it was ridiculous that happened. That should never happen. I mean, that's worse than the DRM thing. Because these things are in place to protect you as a customer, not to try and make them extra money necessarily.
DRM isn't there to protect you. It's there to
protect
stop
the company.
Pirates, which doesn't ever work at all.
What, stop pirates?
Yeah.
Like Captain Jack Sparrow?
Exactly.
Jack Sparrow.
He's my favorite pirate.
Is he?
He's your favorite butt pirate?
Absolutely. He wears the eyeliner and has braids in his goatee. That's why I don't shave. I want to be Captain Jack Sparrow someday.
You want to be Captain Jack Sparrow?
I do.
Dear God.
Like, I just got to wear eyeliner and lose about 200 pounds.
Give me a sec. I'm trailing off here because I need to get my Saturday PAX ticket. Oh, eBay.
You're eBaying one?
I thought maybe you're getting the authenticator off your account again or something.
No, now I put another one on my phone because I figured at least the phone one can't fuck up unless I fuck my phone up.
Unless you fuck your phone.
So next week.
Next week on the podcast.
And you wanted to do two podcasts today. We don't have material for half of one today.
Tim's phone is pregnant.
Well, no, let's segue on over to what we've been playing recently. You've obviously made it clear that you've been doing yourself some Tomb Raider.
Tomba Raider. And now Heart of the Swarm. I played one round.
And the StarCraftiness. I haven't been playing anything at all.
Joe's been playing Come Help Me Move.
Yeah. I've been playing put together some racks and stack boxes.
I tell you what, though. I was very, very impressed by your ninja-like packing skills. When I came... I'll explain it here in a second. Mm-hmm. When I came over...
I bent over and you were just deep in.
No, I've never moved someone who was so...
Feisty.
Prepared. Feisty, too. He was. He was like, oh, come here, and he had a twinkle in his eye. But
and he bent over. He didn't even see it coming.
And the balls...
And then he didn't even see me coming.
That's how ninja-like he was. I came over and walked in, and he's got, like, you know, boxes galore. They're taped up. They're all, like, solid areas, so we...
Labeled alphabetically.
Yeah, exactly. Where's this one go? Read it, Bogue. Anyway, so we packed up and took a load out.
Why do 35 of these boxes say VGLEs? What the hell is a VGLE? Video game limited edition, Bogue. How many of these do you have?
Boxes,
a lot. Games.
Why do you have 30 boxes that say Fleshlight on them?
I love Fleshlights.
Did you misspell Flashlight?
And let me keep one in my car.
Oh, it looks like just a mug sitting in your cup holder.
It's a coffee mug.
Actually, how funny would that be if you drank coffee out of your Fleshlight?
This is how I take my coffee
today. Uh-oh.
How do you take your coffee again?
With cream. One shot or two.
Salt, I like the alien.
Salty cream.
Have you guys, like...
Video... We should do just a naughty podcast.
No, but have you guys really checked out the Fleshlights at all?
No, I have never used one.
You've looked at it. You can find a lot of really useful
information. Of course he's looked at it. He's like, wait, there's something that can make masturbating better?
They have alien ones. Like, this one is, like, what an alien vagina would look like, and it's, like, triangular, and it's supposed to be amazing.
Really?
Yeah, and it's blue.
I know what we're doing for our April 1st podcast. Joe's going to review Fleshlights.
That's right. You made me review Tomba Raider.
Well, then you're buying it.
Happy birthday, Joe. Oh, wait. God,
damn it.
So anyway. And then Ashton's like, why didn't Bogue buy you a flashlight? Because the house is dark. Speaking of dark.
So speaking of playing with yourself, how's Disney?
A Disney Universe. Wait, is that
from
what
Fleshlights to Disney Universe?
That's got to be some kind of red flag.
Natural segue.
there's some child molestation, like...
Let's not do that one, please.
No. Some activists out there being like, wait, they said Fleshlight and Disney Universe in the same subject.
In the same breath.
Same sentence.
That's what the header for the podcast needs to be. We talk about Fleshlights and Disney Universe.
But I,
I will put this here.
I did not have... I have tons of games for the kids to play on the Wii, but I didn't have much on the Xbox, so I found this Disney Universe game, which I then, you know, texted or called you and asked you about it, and you said it's fun, and the kid would enjoy it, but it was for $20 at Kmart, I think, and bought it and brought it home and played it with the wife and stepdaughter.
It's beer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting crunk.
Anyway.
Root beer.
And we had a blast.
Crunk.
The stepdaughter had fun, and she asked to play.
What's the game like? I haven't played the game.
It is like...
it's like the Lego games.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't played those. What are they like?
Did you happen to play, like, Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Yeah, is it like that?
Sort of, yeah.
You got top-down beat-em-up?
Yeah, you got four people... That up to four people can play at one time. Same screen. But it's not like Super Mario Wii, where the further apart you get, the smaller everything gets on the screen, and then eventually you can leave somebody behind. You know? It's more like a Marvel Ultimate Alliance, where someone goes further ahead in the action of the game itself. Everyone kind of just disappears and reappears near them.
Oh, so it's like Halo.
Is that what Halo's like? I've never played Halo multiplayer, but...
No, single player. Co-op. Single player co-op.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Campaign co-op.
And, my table just vibrated, and I was thinking Fleshlight.
It was my Fleshlight, yeah.
But, it's interesting, you unlock these things, you collect treasures, and you collect coins like a Mario, but they're little Mickey Mouse ears, in order to buy new levels and costumes and this and that.
And you bought all of these.
Well, it has a lot of downloadable content, and I... went and I paid $25 to get Microsoft points to download these new levels and new costumes and stuff, and the shop says that I downloaded it. It has a little green, you know, check mark on it, but it's nowhere to be found. I have no idea where to find
it. Did the actual content fully download? Like, did you watch?
Well, there's nothing in my active download, whatever thing on my Xbox Live.
Well, it probably would have. Like, what was some of the stuff you downloaded?
The like Neverland, the Neverland level,
you might have to go to the level.
Nightmare Before Christmas level.
Well, like, those are standalone levels.
Oh, you have to select them in a menu.
Yeah.
Did you play this too?
Uh-huh.
With your Fleshlight.
Mm-hmm. With his Fleshlight in hand, if you know what I mean.
Player two.
But anyway,
that's how you derail a podcast. That is a sound effect that will derail a podcast.
So the game is fun. I want my $25 worth. So what do you?
Yeah,
two,
I would look into that.
One of you two are going to figure that out for me. Probably Joe, because Joe is a
Joe has a lot more experience with DLC on a console. I have. No experience with a console.
And neither do I.
you want to mod Half-Life, I'll tell you how to mod Half-Life. You want to get past the Archers and Andor Londo? I'm your man.
And I'm large, and this is the SML. Hey, I connected!
Right. Oh, yeah,
high five, bro!
Alright.
Alright, we can start now. What are we going to talk about this week?
Fleshlights.
How's SimCity? Did you make it?
More like, your city? More like Sim Shitty.
You got to touch on THQ.
Oh, man.
And Anita Sarkeesian, we can talk about her.
That bitch.
And Margaret Thatcher.
I was seriously so angry
after... four?
I was so angry after watching that Anita Sarkeesian video. I was about to make my own... It's just not fair.
Make your own PS4?
I just want to reiterate that, too. That bitch got $160,000 to make videos that make me go, yeah, we know.
Very insightful.
Like,
now shut up.
Like, are you going to do anything good with that $160,000 to actually, like, make the game climate of the games industry any better?
She's just going to get a sex change in and a Fleshlight.
Oh.
Now that's what you want to see. Someone with a fake dick jerking it off.
After the credits, after the song. You need to cut this out. You need to put that in after the song. So whoever does make it through the song, the one person that sits there and listens to the whole song goes, that's what you need to see. A chick with a fake dick.
Jerking
it off with a fleshlight.
Oh, I'll just leave all this here, too. So we talk about it happening, then people will just forget because we never stay on
topic. Never forget. Never surrender.
Or would it be better to just say we're going to do it and then not do it?
You are not forgotten.
So we get to the end and the song's over and there's just no
like sitting in the theater waiting for that post-credit scene that never comes.
Yeah.
So, glad you made it, Joe. We thought we're just
servers are down.
Thought we're just going to be a small medium this week.
Yeah, because no youth large.
Yeah, we.
Oh, yeah. Where did that bastard go? He's concert hoodie.
Dead to me. Concert hoodie.
It's weird not having someone screaming in my ear.
We would have put him in the living room.
That would have been really funny, actually.
All of a sudden, you hear an echoed voice, which is as loud as ours.
Yeah. This is probably going to be pretty. It's going to have a little bit of an echo to it.
Whatevs.
All right, the ceiling's high.
Oh, yeah, we are on location.
Yeah, yeah,
what do you mean we're on location?
We're at the Kingdom of Boje.
I provide snacks, motherfucker. This is the this is our new freaking castle. Next time we'll get quieter snacks.
Fucking next week. I won't be able to do it next week. I won't be here next week, guys. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I could record on location at PAX though next week by myself.
Ooh,
or with my broges up there.
Nice,
my brosidens, bros of the sea.
So why can't you do it on Wednesday?
I have to work Wednesday because I'm taking Thursday and Friday off. So
I don't think our listener.
We can do it live in the store again.
Oh my god. That would be funny. You could if you want. You can come up.
What do you think, Bogue?
Yeah.
We'll do another on location in the store.
It'd be like a party podcast, though. It'd be a lot of fucking people hanging out. People want to do this. People who know that we're doing this won't listen to it ever, but they want to be a part of it. It's like they want
to. I think if they want to be a part of this, they're going to have to like show proof that they listen to multiple episodes.
Well, Derek listens to all of them. My coworker Derek.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is he the guy who gave a ride home?
Is that a euphemism?
Maybe.
That's a metaphor for something else.
The younger guy.
The guy who blew me.
The guy who blew you on the ride home. Yeah, you're right. You're correct.
The guy that sang.
The guy of war.
The guy that sang Take Me Home Tonight.
Take me home tonight.
And then you did. Speaking of Eddie Money. Okay. I have nowhere to go with that, by the way, so just carry on.
So what do we got left here? We need to kill like 15 minutes still.
Wow.
I've just been unprepared with the move.
This episode, people are going to be like, wow, they've lost it.
Any mojo they had, gone.
They have no idea what to talk about anymore.
I blame the fleshlight.
Well, the fleshlight is many things, but a villain is not one of them.
No, it's a villain to women. Sure. Anita Sarkeesian. It's upset about it.
I don't know if you watch the
Trumps versus silicone vagina.
If you watch the commercials they have on the website,
there's commercials for the fleshlight.
Women seem to be really into it too. They're like, you know, like, oh, you like that, and they're
what
doing it for them.
What
the one I saw had a chick with the fleshlight, you know, right there, and the guy was.
I watched that one like 30, 40 times.
The guy was using the fleshlight instead of the real thing because,
shit,
I don't know.
Somebody just bid on it. God.
One of those better than the real thing.
How much are you bidding?
$70. Well, damn. 70, 76. $10
shipping. $10
shipping? I didn't pay for my other two tickets, though, so it's like if I get one for 80, it's like, oh, I paid for it normally.
I really hope that you give me a report on what happened at the.
The rock band.
Rock band.
You better remind me because we have a lot of. Dude, there's so many overlapping panels at PAX. It's like unbelievable what's going on. Don't go up any higher. I have 20 seconds left and can't make it back out to do the other one. Oh, God. It's intense, ladies and gentlemen. It's at 76. Abort. Abort. Place bid.
It is $6. That's 0-0. No.
Should be 8602. 02. And?
Did I win? Did I win? I hit place bid.
And?
What? No, I didn't fucking... It didn't take my bid.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh,
there's like one more that's at 40 seconds. 29 seconds. Oh.
How much is that one up to?
76, what the other one was. I'm just going to put $106. Suck my fucking dick. Suck a dick a dick dick. I'm the high bidder. Suck my dick.
What are we bidding on?
Count it down.
Penny Arcade.
Count it down.
9, 8, 7, 6.
This is riveting.
Suck my fucking dick. Shit. Fuck. I win.
Did you win?
I won. $78, which is basically, I mean, basically what I just paid was the cost of a normal fucking 3-day Penny Arcade ticket for one. So, yay. Alright.
Now, if I had $200 to give you for a room, plus a way to get there,
way to get there is if you wanted to go, you'd go with us. I'd be annoyed by my horrible fucking friends. You go with us. It's actually less than 200 because so many people were going. He wants 200 up front, but once basically he's going to get that before we leave.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the hotel and everything's paid off, whatever's left, he's going to redistribute again.
Yeah. Because well, it's actually with the move, there's no way I could afford it up front.
Excuses. Oh my god.
So we need a fleshlight.
So fleshlights. Anyway, this is now the fleshlight podcast. I like to put mayonnaise in mine. Mayonnaise makes it real smooth.
I love mayonnaise.
No, Pax, I'm really...
Then he's going to make a sandwich.
Salty mayonnaise and egg sandwich.
It's his dick sauce sandwich.
No, I'm looking forward to a lot of Pax. There's like every hour there's something we all want to do. Like, we have the schedule printed out and highlighted, me and the whole crew. And we're going to go to a, there's an MMO coming out called Wildstar that looks kind of fun. They're doing, like, an after party. They're going to be giving away a bunch of swag. So we're going to hit that up. And we have, like, 6 people going. Only me and one other guy are going to drink. And they give you 2 drink passes when you go in.
Wow.
We're going to get all the drink passes.
You're going to get toe up.
We're going to get drunk.
Since you brought up MMOs, are you keeping an eye on that Defiance game?
No, I'm curious about it. I'm bi-curious. I'm gonna see what the reviews are, and then I might sleep with men or women, or both, at the same time.
Because it's starting to get my attention a bit, and it comes out in less than a month. I think if you pre-order it, you get an invite to the final beta, which is supposedly starting on the 15th. So I'm curious to get a pre-order in and try the beta.
Early reviews of this show came out, and the show is apparently all right. Like, it's got a lot of potential to do good things. If you can wash the Firefly taste out of your mouth, you can expect something good from it. So.
Well, I ignore the fact that it has anything to do with a TV show.
Oh, well, see, that's something that you shouldn't even bother playing the game if you're going to try to disassociate yourself with. Because if you are part of the big events that happen in the game, you can actually sway what happens in the TV show.
Really?
Yeah, that's their big thing, is that if the player politics and some of the things going on, it's not just you're playing a game of the show, it's that... There's going to be things that happen in both that can affect both. Oh, my God.
Pogue busting out the Smirnoff ice.
Smirnoff mango.
Oh, I brought it.
Is that a fucking upside-down exclamation point?
Hell yeah.
Shit.
It's Spanish.
See.
Yeah.
Fuck it, bro. You want to do this? Come on, bro.
Are you trying to fucking Smirnoff ice me or whatever that was? Do you remember that?
I brought 2 beers, I brought 2 wine coolers, and figured if you wanted one, go ahead. You know what I mean? Because I don't drink them shits.
Oh, God, I think my hand is too weak to even...
I don't drink that shit.
God, I can't even open it.
Oh.
A twist-off bottle. My hand is so weak right now. Jesus Christ.
Last... last week I introduced you to Bro Team. Did you watch any more Bro Team videos?
No, but I'm excited to check out some of them. The show was funny, especially the graphics one.
Oh,
my God. Check out these graphics! These graphs!
These are straight white male demographics. No, man, that guy's a riot. I feel bad.
I think I've, since last podcast, I've posted a total of 3 stories on the Gaming Vault.
You're fired.
The Rock Band post.
You're fired from everything.
Last week's Vaultcast, and then Monday night I had enough time to do the PlayStation Plus update for the week. I just... No time. And now the computer is completely unhooked, so Lord only knows when I'm going to get to do anything.
Well, when's your final move day? We're obviously moving in. You have stuff not in the house anymore. I'm sure it had to go somewhere.
Yeah, well, we're pretty much in at the new place. We've been sleeping there the past 2 nights since our furnace went out. But,
been sleeping. Furnace went out in Berwick?
I don't think I've ever seen a bug like that before. What the fuck is that?
Seriously?
Oh,
that's weird. Now all of our listeners...
It's Satan.
It's Satan bug.
Our listener knows that, Bog has bugs.
That's a herpy bug?
Oh, no, that's just my, that's just my freaking,
that's my crabs. Flea?
It's just my crabs.
Is it a flea?
No,
it's not a flea.
No, it's not a flea. I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't look like a flea. It looks like a colorless ladybug. A very small colorless ladybug.
Wherever it is, it's dead. So,
it's good again.
PETA is going to be so pissed at this.
Well,
what have we done?
No anonymous bugs were killed in the filming of this.
I can't
podcast.
Wait to see the lack
wait,
of feedback
what?
In
Hold
this
on.
Episode.
This just in. A federal jury in New York has ruled Nintendo infringed on an inventor's glasses-free 3D patent and awarded him $30.2 million in damages.
Oh, wow.
That sucks. Our hearts go out to Nintendo, who probably has billions more dollars than that anyway.
Man, gaming. As if they haven't been getting enough bad news lately with how... The Wii U's been underperforming.
Well, who didn't see that shit coming?
Me.
You didn't. You thought that the Wii U would do well?
I was excited for it. I still am.
Being excited for it, and that's like being excited to bang the hot chick, and then realizing, it's not as good as I hoped it was.
Yeah, well, because you realize once...
I realized she was a man.
Once you take your clothes off, she has an enormous bush.
An enormous dick.
She has a fleshlight.
An enormous dick coming out of that bush.
No, because the Wii U is a great system. There's just no fucking software coming out for it. Everything gets pushed back.
This coming week is going to be a big week for the Wii U.
Oh, what comes out?
Monster Hunter.
Oh, shit.
And Lego City Undercover.
Oh, shit. That's solid. I got to get both of those.
Yeah.
I might dust off the Wii U.
I was actually excited because I was at Best Buy and they had Monster Hunter out. And I tried to buy it. I'm like, you know what? We have the like a double pack of the Wii U and the 3DS version pre-ordered on Amazon for $80. But we were just going to skip the 3DS version and pick up the Wii U one there. But, of course, street dated. So they put it out early and I couldn't buy it.
Those fuckers.
So it was actually out on the shelf. You could taste it. You could touch it.
Yep. I licked it. I claimed it.
But they're like...
Was it computer street dated or was the sticker on it? I was going to say you should just peel the sticker off.
Computer.
But
they scanned it and it's like, this can't be sold until the 19th. I'm like, fuck you!
That's retarded. I don't...
And then I cried.
And then
I went to Red Robin.
Red.
And then we bought Willow on Blu-ray.
You remember that movie?
Dude, Willow is the shit. What kind of bummed because everybody is sold out of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
They just re-released that, right?
Yeah, it just came out this week on Blu-ray.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I like that movie.
That'd be solid on Blu-ray.
Everywhere
sold out.
That'd
be really solid on Blu-ray.
I'm trying to find Tombstone on Blu-ray.
I thought you were going to say you're trying to find Tomb Raider on Blu-ray.
I'll have to...
The Angelina Jolie.
I'll have to get it online. Yes.
There's one part of that movie that always mystified me. It's like she drops out of this tomb. Right? And like, yeah, I think it's the first tomb she goes into in the movie or whatever. And she pulls out this like glow stick to like light her way. And the room is perfectly well lit. Like, and she's like holding up this glow stick like, I can't fucking see it. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, are you fucking kidding? The glow stick is like darker than the dark areas in the room. That movie was so... Both of them were so fucking bad.
I never saw the second one.
The glow stick is causing more shadow for you to
pretty look much. Through. The first one makes the second one look like a masterpiece. So... Because at least the first one had, like, something she fought in it, like a monster or something.
Monsters.
Monster. Mecha Shiva. SimCity can suck a dick. Anita Sarkeesian can suck a dick.
She probably will.
No, in all seriousness about her, like, I like that she's trying to do something. I don't like that she's doing the wrong thing.
I like that she's being completely closed-minded about it.
The money of so many people.
That's what I would like to see. Like, if I did a rebuttal video, like, I'm thinking about doing a series of videos called Devil's Advocate, where I just play Devil's Advocate with other people's videos. That's one of the things I would say, because I don't want to be mean to her. I don't want to, like, be one of her detractors. But I want to be like, what the fuck did you spend $160,000 on? Like, are you shooting on an Arri Alexa camera? Like, are you shooting it... your YouTube videos in a fucking helicopter that's like souped up to like fly to the moon where you have a moon base.
Do you know how many fleshlights she ordered?
Oh no. I mean, she showed herself with a stack of games and it's like, look man, you could have spent this money on more constructive things to help your case. You know? I mean, you could have flown places and done interviews with people in the games industry to ask their feelings on this. You know, see if there was a misogynistic agenda actually happening in this.
Yeah.
You know, don't look at me and tell me that Mario and Bowser use the princess like the ball in their fucking, their sick game with one another.
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's what she said?
Yeah. Well, I don't think she said sick game, but she is the ball in their game and they pass her back and forth. I'm like, I think Bowser has fairly malicious intent. I don't think he's like, here, Mario. We make jokes about it in the game, you know, community. We think it's funny that, like, Bowser and Ganon, like, link up now and then and hang out, and they have the princesses with them. They let them go do their girl time while they're
kidnapped. It's obvious she never played Super Princess Peach.
Well, no, she brought up Super Princess Peach. And she said that that's the only, you know, it's not fair that that's the only game that Peach has. And
She's in Mario, too.
Yeah, Doki Doki Panic doesn't fucking count because it was a reskin. They shoehorned her in. See, here's the point, and this is one of the valid points that she brings up, is like, alright, so they put Mario, Luigi, Toad, and Princess Peach in Super Mario 2, or Doki Doki Panic, whatever you want to call it. But in New Super Mario Brothers, on the Wii and the Wii U, you just get two Toads. You don't get any of the other larger cast of characters. Yeah. And they could have. It's kind of a cop out. And I like,
yeah, but she
I
got don't kidnapped want, in that. In
I know
games.
She. I know she got kidnapped in it. But they could have had like, where's fucking Daisy at? You know, or like, why?
Low and Waluigi.
You know, or where's why? There's an extended cast of characters that they could reach into and pull out, and they haven't. And like, I understand. I feel that I understand. You know, I understand that that's a good idea, but saying that Mario and Bowser, like, it pretty much insinuates that they just do this for fun. And it's like, no, I mean, Mario games don't even have technically a timeline. Each instance that this happens could be a new instance. Or it could be doing this, you know, he could be doing this, getting defeated, and trying it again every time, which is the assumed thing that he's doing. But it seems absurd that he's done it fucking 45 times now.
It's persistent.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the fun. That's the Mario game. Like, Nintendo, at least, is giving us relatively what we ask. Yeah. And get full circle on that other conversation. Nintendo's like, we want a Mario game. They're like, oh, yeah, we'll fucking make you a Mario
There's
game.
There's a Mario game.
You want a Zelda game? Okay. We'll make you a fucking Zelda game. You want a Metroid game? We're going to give that to someone else to completely ruin for you.
Oh, hey, bros before hoes, right?
Bros before hoes. All right, yeah, we're good. We can.
All right, on the God of War tip, this week's featured song.
Just the tip.
Yes, just the tip. You want to do another gay comment? Come on.
Just the tip.
I don't know if they could hear you. A little closer.
Joe, not my ass, Joe. Get out of here. Get out of here. Alright, Joe,
tip of the arrow?
Joe, we're seated. No more tip.
I'll give you a tip.
So, 1-Ups, Intergalactic Continuum is the album, and we'll go with God of War 2 song called Zeus, I've Got a Feeling Your Whole Family's Going Down. They had fun with their song titles this time.
That's fun.
The OneUpStopBandcamp.com and that.
No, that's what you want to see. Someone with a fake dick jerking it off.